Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be looking at a question that a lot of people ask, and that question is regarding the permissibility of mourning and crying and grieving for the friends of God. In particular, grieving and crying and mourning the death of the Imams alayhim as-salam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a custom and a tradition amongst the followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt. In order to answer this question, it's necessary for us to take a look at the meaning of the word bid'at, or innovation. Because the people who say that this is impermissible, the reason why they say this is impermissible is that they say this is a bid'at, this is an innovation in religion, and we have traditions which indicate the fact that if a person, you know, begins a bid'at, innovation in religion, or acts upon it, then this person will be punished, and he's going to go to hell, and it's a very grave sin. But when we look at the meaning of the word bid'at, and we examine its concept, we see that the word bid'at is a word which has been used in contrast to the word sunnat. The word sunnat, it refers to the traditions, the norms of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which includes his actions, his words, and also his indirect acceptance of the actions of others. So therefore, bid'at would refer to things which don't have a basis in religion. This usage of the word bid'at has been mentioned in many traditions. For example, in one tradition narrated from the Commander of the Faithful, we see that the word bid'at has been used in contrast to the ordinances of God and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This tradition has been mentioned in Kanzul Ummal, volume 16, page 184. In any case, when we look at the tradition of the Holy Prophet, we see that in many cases he permitted and he even himself mourned the death and the martyrdom of certain individuals who were close to Allah and friends of God. For example, he permitted and even encouraged people to mourn the death of Hazrat Hamza, who was martyred in one of the battles of Islam. For example, he encouraged the women of the Ansar, the helpers, the companions of the Prophet, to grieve for him. He encouraged them, he prayed for them. If this is true for these individuals, such as Hazrat Hamza, it's even more permissible and true and recommended and noteworthy for us to mourn individuals who were greater than these individuals, such as our Imams, alayhim as-salam. There's no doubt in our minds, and everyone knows that the Imams, alayhim as-salam, they were greater in stature, in spiritual stature, and then these individuals in particular. So if it was permissible for us to mourn them, it's also permissible for us to mourn these people. In fact, we have numerous traditions which have been related regarding the permissibility of mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The Prophet, many times, he gave news and predicted the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and grief and sadness were manifested from him when he reported this. So in particular, for Imam Hussein, this is something that the permissibility of which we can derive from these traditions. Thank you for joining us on The Key. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.